113. Hegemony to rule forevermore? The U.S. led military campaigns in Yugoslavia during the 1990s heralded the beginning of a new age of hegemony. Recent advances in military technology have served to heighten an already high degree of military superiority. The British Empire, at long last, appears to have found a powerful heir. Pax Americana, peace imposed by U.S. domination. No longer are America's interests restricted to its own hemisphere. The seven seas are heaving with the weight of America's dozen or so aircraft carrier battle groups. It is probably no heresy to say, though, that this situation cannot be called exactly healthful, hardly a fitting heirship to 3 centuries of Britannia's pomp and glory. Heredity seems to count for little these days, for how else could this former British colony display such arrogance, apparently feeling no need to heed the advice of some of her best friends and allies? This is no mere hearsay. I have it on good authority that any dissenting opinions are brusquely pushed aside. Be that as it may, the current hectic pace of military engagements may ultimately prove to be the Achilles heel of American power. And yet, for the time being, there seems to be no place to escape from attack, as even the last solitary herder tending his flock or herd on a bleak hillside in Afghanistan, quietly enjoying a juicy piece of ham or mending the hem of his frock, heedless of the dangers around him, has found out. Those lucky individuals who are merely taken prisoner are unceremoniously herded into holding camps, hemmed in by barbed wire for an indefinite duration.